I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Crime at the U.S. border with Mexico was a big talking point in President Trump's State of the Union last night. He focused on El Paso, Texas, and said the border city had high rates of crime before a wall was built.
Immediately upon its building, with a powerful barrier in place, El Paso is one of the safest cities in our country. Simply put, walls work and walls save lives.
But it is not so simple, and El Paso residents find themselves having to constantly refute the claim. Monica Ortiz Uribe is a journalist in El Paso and a native of the city. She's lived the story as well as reported on it.
It depends where in El Paso where you visit. There is a neighborhood that butts up right along the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso. That neighborhood is called Chihuahuita. It's one of the oldest in the city. And people there say that the border wall has helped make their neighborhood safer. Before the wall was constructed, people could easily run across the dry bed of the Rio Grande into the neighborhood and cross back into Mexico. The residents who live there said that there was a problem with burglary, sometimes assaults. Their laundry would get stolen off the line, or a bike would go missing. And there were gangs in Mexico that sometimes crossed over, and this is documented by police. So the wall has proven to be effective in highly urban, concentrated areas. But where it loses effectiveness is in more rural and less populated areas.
Before the wall, Monica, what was the reality about crime in El Paso, like in the urban part of El Paso?
Well, I mean, studies have shown that immigrant communities tend to be safer. Immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than U.S. citizens. And El Paso is a city of immigrants going back from its very beginnings. Often people confuse El Paso with its neighboring city in Mexico, Ciudad Juarez.
Right.
And that city has been among the more violent in Mexico. About a decade ago, when there was a brutal drug war going on in Ciudad Juarez, the Texas governor, Rick Perry, then said that a car bomb had gone off in El Paso when it had actually gone off in Ciudad Juarez. So even our own governor has confused the safety record of El Paso with its sister city in Mexico.
Monica, as I said, you're also a resident of El Paso. What's your life like there? I mean, as far as a border town goes, do you go out at night with no worries these days? Have you ever been scared in El Paso? And if you have, why?
I have lived in El Paso all my life. My grandparents immigrated here from Mexico back in the 40s, and my family has remained in the same neighborhood ever since they came over. And I often go out at night, so does my family. We don't really worry very much about our safety.
In El Paso, what's this moment kind of been like with the president saying these things that a lot of people in El Paso just feel are not true?
It's just this was a false claim that he had made in the past. Many residents here have spoken out to debunk that claim because they know that El Paso has been ranked as one of the safest cities for years and years now, even prior to the construction of the border fence. And it's a claim that's easily debunked by simply looking at FBI statistics in the city and looking at these studies that show, yes, immigrant communities are far safer. Last weekend, residents in El Paso got together and held a protest from downtown El Paso right up to the U.S.-Mexico border. And they all came out in solidarity against Trump's immigration policies and against further construction of a border fence.
Monica Ortiz Uribe is a journalist and also a resident of El Paso, which is where she joined us from. Thanks very much, Monica. Good to speak with you.
You're welcome.